This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 8:03 a.m. here on this Friday morning. Thank you guys so much for bringing us in that car ride or wherever you're at on the Odyssey app. We always love hanging out with you, bringing the good vibes. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It is time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929, your preference for college football start times. And we're also talking about HOAs. Yes or no? Speaking of HOAs, Bo, you've got the neighborhood flooded with the smell of good food. Honestly, Allie and I are both talking about it. Like, both of our stomachs are growling. And I think it's your fault. So, your pork shoulder steaks.
Yeah, I got these things. They're probably about 30 degrees off of where I want them right now. But I went out there, sprayed a little bit. But I can't believe it's not butter on them. And
Bobby Bo.
Huh?
Bobby Bo.
What'd you call me?
Fabi Bo. You don't remember Fabio? I can't believe it's not
spray.
Butter.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Fabio doing those. Yeah, dude. It's so good. It's really good for the bark. And, I mean, I'm not really getting a huge bark on these. I'm going to sear them here in a few minutes. But I it's funny that you said that because – I have not been hungry all morning, and I was like, man, I don't know if I'm going to be ready to eat when these things are done. And I went out there just now, and I was like, I'm starving. I can't wait to cook the eggs. I'm going to make some cheese, scrambled eggs, and I got some. Now, I did get.
All right, that's enough.
Hey, say this. My mom and my grandmother made really good biscuits. Both my grandmothers and my mom all made good biscuits. My mom, I was just still making good biscuits. And I got her biscuit recipe finally, and I'm not going to try today, but I'm about to try to perfect homemade biscuits because I don't want pork chop growing up in a world where she didn't have good homemade biscuits. You know, it may be once or twice, maybe once a week, right? I mean,
yeah,
that seems good.
I grew up on them. They're great.
Well, quick reminder that Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Father's Day dinner, it is coming up soon. I mean, it's already May 30th. I can't believe that. So we want you to join us Friday, June 13th at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar Perimeter. We're going to be celebrating Father's Day with you, and we're all going to be out there. Mike, Bo, me, Dylan. So go to 929thegame.com. Click on the contest page. Tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner with 92.9 The Game. Or if you want, tell us why you want to bring your grandfather, your kid, your coach, anyone that's important in your life. It's presented by Atlanta Motor Speedway, where NASCAR returns June 28th. We'll be out there as well. For the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart and brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Eat, drink, and good times.
Yeah.
Make sure you enter now for your chance to win at 929thegame.com.
Stoked about this. I haven't been able to go to the first couple that I was supposed to be a part of with this, but yeah, it's time for me to make my arrival. You're going to be in the house as well, the whole show. Whole show is going to be there rocking it out, so make sure you guys get signed up for that.
Yeah. I've been one, by the way. I've been at all of them.
Dang.
Okay.
Just
dang,
put
yeah.
that out there.
Dylan, let's go ahead and go to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Larry to start things off. Larry, start us on a high note, my friend. Welcome to the morning show.
High note is exactly that Bo is doing what everybody wants to do is at home, first
yes.
of all.
Yes.
And he's cooking some good old meat, you know, where we can be carnivorous about what we want to do. So I'm loving that. Is that positive for you?
I'm loving the vibes.
So I am going to go no on HOAs.
Come on.
HOAs are un-American. It doesn't allow us freedom to be who we are. But I live in an apartment complex, and I have bad neighbors. So I should be the one who really wants a HOA, but look, I'm 65, and I don't want to worry about fixing up a water heater, crawling in under my house to fix the plumbing, so I'm probably not going to buy another house. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah,
that's
so fair enough.
That's just the thing, and I just feel bad for you guys, Grant, and you know, it's like you guys got to go through all that crap with the HOAs
right?
Rather than just saying, you know, hey, leave those people alone. So
just give us
I am
a minute.
No on – H.O. Yeah, just relax. Grant's going to get it taken care of, and I know that if Grant doesn't do it fast enough, you'll remind him. Hey, get out there and make sure that.
Appreciate the phone call, Larry. Thank you so much for waiting. We got full phone lines. Let's go ahead and head back out. Let's get to Tinker in Kennesaw. Tink, I know. Look, I'm going to go ahead and call this. Tink, not an HOA guy. Tink's not an HOA guy. What's up, Tink?
Being on HOA is a good way to get shot.
Whoa, Tink. Calm down, man. Calm down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I got a good one. I got two good ones.
Okay.
A buddy of mine, we always played at least once a month cards at his house on a Saturday. Well, his neighbor, we drove up, and I'm sitting there going, why is his mailbox just ripped from the roots, thrown in the middle of the yard? And he said, well, they've been, HOA's been on him for it being 1 inch too low. So he waited till the holiday weekend, came out and got home on Friday, ripped it out of the ground, led it because they lived towards the front of the neighborhood. So everybody could see it laying in his yard. By Tuesday, he had it where it needed to be, upright and all, I guess, the right measurement.
Wow.
But all weekend long, he made sure he sat there and just let it sit there. And then the other one, I was working on the chillers up on a roof in Buckhead, five-story building. One of the board members decided to get up there and start flipping lip while I'm over here trying to do a repair. I tell you right now, that boy about got thrown off the roof. And then when he saw my face, he politely made his way downstairs. I didn't even have to say a word.
Literally overstepped his bounds. Literally overstepped his bounds. Tink, appreciate the phone call, man. Yeah, I don't know. It's I've always been on Team HOA. To Larry's point, and Larry made my point for me. He's like, I live in an apartment complex with bad neighbors. But he's not on Team HOA. Said it's un-American.
I'm that's HOA, but leave me alone, though.
Yeah, yeah, right.
That's all.
For the HOA for everybody else.
Yeah, for me, not for thee.
Hey, let's go out to the phone lines. Let's welcome in KT from Cartersville. KT, what's going on, man? Welcome to the morning shift.
How are y'all doing, man? Hey, yeah. Team HOA, no. Big no, man.
What?
Just moved up from Florida, and they have the most aggressive HOA, and they ding you about every little thing. So I just can't get behind it. Yeah. I really can't.
Fair enough, man.
But college football times, I need the 3:30 starts every single weekend, and I'm home.
Interesting. Is that more of a television thing or an in-person thing?
In person. I just graduated like 3 years ago, so I'm still in the tailgate mode.
Right.
So
yeah, dude.
We still get out there and get after it.
The tailgate era is a fine era of life, my friend. Appreciate the phone call.
I just remember when those 3:30 games were it, dude. That was everything. The 3:30 game was the biggest game back in the day. I think you find, to me, they try to put big brands on 3:30 games. Big games is yes, prime time. But Georgia on its, Georgia, they're going to play a lot of 3:30 games because they're one of the biggest brands in college football right now.
Yeah. Our buddy Marcus Powell weighing in. He's a mailman. He's a later start time helps, but as a fan, he wants that night game too. Mm-hmm. So that's an interesting take. You never think people that work Saturdays, it's probably a big deal when the kickoff actually comes.
I guess it really depends on what phase of life you're in. Like, right. He was just saying he likes 3:30 because of tailgating.
Yes.
I mean, we used to play, like, case race at tailgates and
dude,
stuff.
Let me tell you
then
something.
You could still go out after.
When I got done with the Falcons, one of the first things I did, I went over and signed a game day apartment in Tuscaloosa just to go over there on Saturdays in the fall. That was a fun era of life. I had never had a chance to tailgate. So, all of a sudden, I'm 28, 29, fresh out of the NFL, and it's like, yeah, I'm going to enjoy this for a couple years, take a couple victory laps here. Get this thing done. Hey, Dylan, let's go out to Cobb County. Let's welcome in our buddy Ja. What's going on, man?
Good morning. I'm definitely a hard no on the homeowner associations.
What is going on here, man?
Especially when it comes to grass. I cut my grass every 2 weeks. I do not like the people that has a lot of cars in their driveway. So if you're going to, get on to those people, I understand as far as the homeowner association, but I mean, you got to let people beat us out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. I think we're all kind of saying the same thing. you're fine with it, but there's a fine line where they overstep.
Right.
It's like, dude, just calm down a little bit. I don't need a letter every 2 weeks about my grass.
Pointing out a couple weeds in our lawn is not cool, but make sure that nobody's parking on the street. That's fine. Too many cars in the driveway. I appreciate that.
HOA, like I said, we're 50 years in this neighborhood, over 50 years in. And I think my HOA walks the perfect line. They upkeep all the common areas, make sure the pool's rocking, host, socials once every quarter or something like that. It's plenty. I don't ever hear from them unless there's something egregiously wrong. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's bring in our buddy Dan from Gwinnett. Dan, good morning. You're on the morning shift.
What's up, morning show family? Mafia Mike, what's happening?
Hey, living the dream.
Yeah, I prefer 3:30 game times because who's going to tailgate for a 12 o'clock game? What are we going to tailgate with biscuits and grit bowls?
And tailgate longer if it's a 7 o'clock game, though.
Yeah. And, I mean, for me, being a Buckeyes fan, I don't really get my way with the 3:30 start time a lot, especially now with me coaching football, so I really miss them a lot. But HOA, I'm kind of 50-50. The only reason is because just the micromanaging and the nitpicking. I have a buddy who lives in the neighborhood and he has an HOA, and they nitpick about the certain stuff that he has on his porch. He has a nice porch set up, chairs or whatever. But they got so nitpicky to the point to where my buddy, he's kind of a butthole, to where this man done went and got a blow up doll, bikini doll, and done put it on his porch. And was like, hey, man, what are you doing? And he's like, well, they're telling me I can't have this and this and this and out on my porch. So you know what? How about this? This is like a slap in the face. So I said, dude, you know what? You are out of your mind. And you know what? Whatever. But, yeah, so, I mean, it's just this the nitpicking. But yeah. It is good for property value and other things and keeping structure as far as the neighborhood. But other than that, y'all have a great weekend and Friday, y'all.
Appreciate the phone call, Dan, as always. And thank you, everybody, for weighing in. If you're weighing in on the socials at 929 Morning Shift, you can go follow along with Bo's Morning Shift edition of the Tailgate at Home. And you got either one of y'all got front porch? I don't have a front porch.
I have a front porch, yeah.
So front porch furniture is not a thing at my house. I don't have a front porch.
I mean, it's a little front porch.
Stairs.
You got stairs to the porch. Stairs directly to the front door?
Yeah. There's not much on there, so no front porch, really. Yeah,
not a problem for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.